Well, Robert, here we are back on the road again this week. Black Bears making their first ever trip to bucolic Buies Creek, North Carolina, to take on the Fighting Camels of Campbell.
Well, it should be an exciting game. They've got a high-powered offense, and they're located in the North Carolina Sand Hills region between Raleigh and Fayetteville, North Carolina.
All right, well, we know a little bit about Campbell. They're new to the league, as you mentioned. Quite a high-powered offense, a 3-3 overall record, 2-2 in the conference. And, well, let's start with that offense. They've been getting it done with a terrific quarterback who, well, you could make a case that he has been the best in the CAA so far this season.
Yeah, he's been outstanding. Oz Malik Williams is a 6-foot, 205-pound redshirt senior from Atlanta, Georgia. And he's got 130 completions out of 174 attempts for 1,670 yards, 13 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions, and he is completing a league-high 74.7% of his passes. He's also a runner, a dual-threat guy, Rich. He's got 47 rushes for 112 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Boy, and they are rolling up the yards and the points, 435 yards per game, nearly 38 points per game. And boy, when you talk about protection, this offensive line of theirs is fairly unique. It might be the tallest offensive line I can remember seeing.
It's the biggest one we've faced this year. They average 6'5 and 336 pounds up front. It is a group of road graders. And they're very good, not only in pass protection, but as run blockers. And when you look at their offense, Rich, it's very balanced. They've got 17 rushing touchdowns, 13 passing touchdowns. They're averaging 4.5 yards per rush, and they're throwing for 278.3 yards per game, rushing for about 157 yards per game.
Boy, and they have a lot of weapons, too. They throw to a lot of different people. Several different running backs have been involved in the offense here. And on both sides of the football, Bob, this is a team that is loaded with transfers, many of them from the FBS level.
Yeah, it's just almost unbelievable the number of new players they brought in this year, Rich. They brought in 53 new players to their roster. They have 25 new freshmen and 28 new transfers. They have 19 players that have their undergraduate degrees and are pursuing additional diplomas. But you mentioned the FBS transfers. They've got transfers from Florida State, Tennessee, Illinois, North Carolina State, UCLA, Wake Forest, Iowa State, Colorado State, Georgia State, Appalachian State, Western Michigan, and Bowling Green on their team.
Wow. Well, let's talk about Maine's defense and what they have to do to try and contain this high-powered offense. We certainly saw the formula last week in the second half against LIU. We know there are a lot of injuries on the defense, but what do you see as the key to being successful tomorrow?
Well, continuing to do what you did in that second half against LIU. Maine's defense held them to only 92 yards in the second half, and they really attacked on the snap. It was swarm-level defense, and they were just coming after LIU. And I think that's something that's going to be really important to do in a very consistent way for 4 quarters. There can't be any peaks and valleys. They have to play at a high level and really be disciplined. And they need to do a good job on first and second down. I think it's very important that Maine's defense does a good job getting off the field on third down. This is the best third down offense in the league, converting 52.3% of their third downs, and Maine cannot allow them to continue to move the chains quarter to quarter. So they've got to find some ways to stop them, get penetration, and they've got to be wary of Haj Malik Williams, the quarterback, because he is a dual-threat quarterback. He will climb the pocket, and he will have some design run plays. But I think if they can get off to a good start and they can force some turnovers and get some sacks, Rich, they've done a really good job forcing turnovers this year. They're second in the CAA with 14 forced turnovers this year. And I think if they can get that type of momentum going and then ride that for four quarters, Maine's going to be right in this one.
We're talking about the game plan for Maine football at Campbell tomorrow with Bob Lucy. Offensively, last week, Bob, boy, a gutsy performance from Derek Robertson. The last time we had seen him was getting on the plane from Richmond with crutches and a boot. He worked so hard to get ready last week and then had a very efficient game leading Maine to that win, especially strong in the second half.
Absolutely, Rich. He is tough. And he was determined to get back in and play, and he played very well. 20 of 32 passing for 235 yards and three touchdowns. He also rushed a little bit for positive yards when he had to. So I was impressed with his play. I continue to be very impressed with Joe Gillette. He had eight receptions for 102 yards. And Rich, he's just been so good over the last few weeks. It's just been really hard to wrap your head around. He's had 20 receptions for 367 yards and five touchdowns in the last three games. And in that span, he's averaging 6.7 receptions per game, 122.3 receiving yards per game, and 1.7 touchdowns per game. He's been money out there as a wide receiver.
And you talked about Maine's defense getting off the field on third downs. Last week, offensively, it was Maine's best performance this season in third down conversions.
Yeah, they were able to convert 9 of 16, and that was really positive. It allowed them to control clock, and that is so important in this game with Campbell, Rich. Maine against LIU had 35 minutes and 41 seconds in possession time. And that is going to be a very important key to doing well against Campbell. And they need that good run-pass mix. They got that going in the LIU game, and it was effective. They had 104 yards rushing, but 35 carries, and they were able to put together some very long drives that gave them that possession time and limited the possessions of LIU. And that's going to be a good formula again this week against Campbell.
Well, and you make a great point there too. And yes, obviously you'd like to rack up 150, 175 yards on the ground. But even if you're only getting 3-4 per carry, you've got to keep it up because it makes so many other things possible offensively.
Yeah, it really does, Rich. It makes you more deceptive. It sets up your play action pass. It controls the clock and helps you move the chains. And those are all vital things, as we know, to being successful in these games. And so kudos to Maine. They really did a good job, I think, staying with that game plan of trying to run the ball. And if you don't have a lot of success running the ball for a half a quarter, that's okay. Keep going, and you're going to pop some big runs, and you're going to be able to allow people to get into a rhythm, and that's important on offense.
Well, yeah, and doing it against a Campbell team tomorrow where I think we can safely say defense, particularly against the run, is not their strong suit.
No, they're allowing 216.3 yards per game. They've given up 17 rushing touchdowns, and their opponents are averaging 5 yards per rush against their defense. So I think that's an area that Maine really needs to focus in on. And I think the other thing, Rich, is they don't have a lot of sacks. They've only got 3 sacks this season. And so, Maine's hoping they can keep a clean pocket when Robertson needs to throw down the field, and they can get that ground game going and then balance that with the throwing. And those two complementary features are going to make Maine tough, I think.
Well, and special teams have been, I think, a strong suit for the Bears all season long. And last week, no play bigger in that game than Damon Matthews blocking that field goal right before halftime that really swung the momentum the Black Bears' way.
Yeah, it really did, Rich. Those types of plays can do that in a game. And he came right through there and made a nice block. And he's been playing extremely well. Damon Matthews had 6 tackles, 1 forced fumble, which was also key to prevent them from scoring in the first half, and then that big blocked kick right before the half. So I think that there's a lot of players that have had opportunities to play this year due to injuries, and many of those players are really performing well and peaking right now. And, I think of guys like Abdul Stewart, who came in, and, he's got a team-high 3 interceptions right now. He had 6 tackles last week. He's been playing well. And I think the people that have come in and played in those inside linebacker spots with some of the, you know, injuries, guys like Tyshawn Stewart, who led the team with 8 tackles, he's playing well. So nice to give these folks an opportunity, hoping to get some of these injured players back just as soon as possible. But it's a team effort, and that's the way Maine plays.
Well, when we play this Campbell team for the first time, too, an interesting story on their coach, a well-known name, a guy who played a long time in the National Football League, faced the Patriots in a Super Bowl, Mike Minter, in his 11th season. He's got quite a pedigree.
He sure does. 10 years with the Carolina Panthers as a starting safety, helped lead the Panthers to 3 playoff trips, and as you mentioned, a Super Bowl berth against the Patriots. And he was also an outstanding player at Nebraska in college. He was inducted into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame in 2006. So, yeah, he's got a lot of connections, and he certainly played a lot of football and has coached a lot of football.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Tomorrow afternoon, it is a 4 o'clock kickoff, the Maine Black Bears and the Fighting Campbells of Campbell. Robert, thank you so much, my friend, and let's throw it on back to Bruce and Stack back in the studio.